Okay, so if you remember, yesterday we finished off on Daf Chafzaino, right? Right, actually, we actually finished on Chafzaino Aleph, but the Daf we did was Chafzaino, right? The last thing we were discussing various machlokes between Rabbi Eliezer and Chachamim, to do with sukkah. Do you have to be in the same sukkah for all 14 days? But does it have to be your sukkah? Are you allowed to leave home during the moed? Right, Rabbi Eliezer thinks no on all those questions. The other, except for eating in the sukkah once for 14 times over the 7 days, that Rabbi Eliezer thinks yes. Chachamim disagree with him. Fine, and then the Gemara tried to compare this discussion to a discussion to a machlokes between Rabbi Eliezer and Chachamim about whether you are allowed to block up a window on Shabbos. Right, Rabbi Eliezer said no, and Chachamim thought yes, but then the Gemara said no, it's distinct. Right, when you block up a window, you really want things to just stay there. You want things to jump out of the wall. When you put a sheet over a sukkah, which was the machlokes that was being compared to, then you don't want the sheet to stay there forever. So the sheet doesn't become part of the sukkah. Right? It's literally just covering the sukkah. Okay. Let's continue. Tanu Rabbonon. Okay. So, Maitzi Rabbi Eliezer Sheshavas Begalil Elyon. Right, there was a story about Rabbi Eliezer that he spent Shabbos in Galil HaElyon, right, in the top part of Galil, that's where Tzfas is, and the border with Lebanon. And Veshalu Shloishim Alachis Bilchay Sukkah, 12. Amalem Shemati Shmoin Asar Amalem Lo Yishamati. They asked him 30 shailos about Sukkah. 12 he said, I have heard the answer to that from my Rebbeim. 18 he said, I have not. Rabbi Yoyzi Bar Yudah Amer, Chilav Dorim Shmoin Asar Amar Shalem Shemati 12 Amalem Lo Yishamati. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yudah said, no, it's the opposite. 18, he said, I have heard the answers. 12, I haven't heard the answers. Amr loy. Kol devarecha enenelem b'yashmoa. So they said to him straight away, but wait, do you only answer questions when you've heard the answer before? Amar lahem. His kikasuni loymar darar shalei shamati mipi ha-resayim mi-amai loykidmani adam v'vesa midrash v'lo yashanti v'vesa midrash. Right, and he said, "You have forced me to say something which I did not, in fact, hear from my Rebbeim. In my entire life, I never arrived later than anybody else in the Beis Midrash. I was always the first person in the Beis Midrash. And I never ever slept at all. Not even the slightest nap in a day in the Beis Midrash. And I never left somebody Beis Midrash and went out. Meaning I was always the last person to leave the Beis Midrash. And I never talked Sichas Chulin. I never discussed, you know, things that were not Torah. And I never said a thing that my Rabbeim didn't tell me, ever. And the thing that he said, which he did not hear from his Rabbanim, was that he spoke about himself. Meaning, it's like he's playing a joke on them. He's saying, I'll tell you, you forced me to say something that my rabbis never said about me. You'd probably force me to say something that my rabbis never said. I never said anything that they didn't tell me first. That's something that they didn't say. Alright. So they said about Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai many things. He never spoke Sichas Chulin. He never said anything which was casual. He never spoke any casual words. He only spoke Torah, right? And he never walked for Amos without thinking of Torah or without wearing tefillin. And obviously, for Shabbos and Yom Tov. And he never, ever was after somebody else to enter the Beis Midrash. He was always the first to enter the Beis Midrash. And he never ever slept in the Beis Midrash at all. And he didn't never thought Torah. He never thought a single word of Torah when he was walking through some place that had, you know, some sort of excrement in it. Right? And he never left anybody in the Beis Midrash. He was always the last to leave. And nobody ever saw him sitting still without speaking. He was always learning. He was always revising his Torah. And he never sent somebody to open the door for his Talmidim when they came to his house. He always did it himself. He always opened the door for him, right? And he never said a single thing that he never heard from his Rebbeim, ever. And he never, ever said, it is now time to leave the Beis Midrash, except on Erev Pesach, to perform the Erev Purim Pesach, and on Erev Yom Kippur, and to eat the meal before Yom Kippur. And the reason why is because then and then there are mitzvahs d'oraisa, and Rabbi Eliezer, his Talmud, his student, acted like this after him as well. Tanu Rabbanan, we have a braisa, Shmoinim Talmidim Ayula Lila Zakin. Atila Zakin had 80 Talmidim, Shloshim em Ruin Lis Shetisha Lam Shchina Kemesh Rabbeinu, Shloshim em Ruin Shetamay Lam Chama Ki Yeshua Benon, Esrim Benoinim. He had 80 Talmidim. 30 were so great that they were worthy of having the Shechina, God's presence, rest upon them, just like it did on Moshe Rabbeinu. Another 30 were so great that they were worthy that the sun should stop for them, like it did for Yoshua Ben Nun. And 20, they were not so impressive. Gadosho Bechulon Yonasan Ben Uziel. The most important of them was Yonasan Ben Uziel. Yonasan Ben Uziel is the person who wrote the Targum on Nach. And he did not write the Targum on Yonasan on Torah. That is probably a later work written sometime in between the 7th and 9th century as the Common Era that was then attributed to Yonasan Ben Uziel. But he is the one who wrote the Targum on Nach. Katan Shebechulon, the least important of them, Rabba and Yochanan Ben Zakkai, the least important Talmud of Hillel Zakkai, meaning of the 20, who they were, they shouldn't have the Shechina settle on them like Moshe Rabbeinu, and they shouldn't have the sun stop them like it did for Yoshua Ben Nun. They were just not so impressive, right? That the least important of them was Rabba and Yochanan Ben Zakkai, meaning that this person who was so righteous, we just said all the these nice things about him, right? Even so, he was the least important Talmud of Hillel Zakkai. Not. Right, when we say that the top 30 were worthy of having a Torah settle on them like Hillel did, like Moshe Rabbeinu did, the Gemara says that Yonasan Ben Uziel in fact did have Ruach HaKodesh when he wrote the Targum on Nevi'im, and then when he came to write Targum on Ksuvim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu stopped him because, you know, I don't want somebody to reveal all of my secrets. Amru alav she'al Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai she'lo yeniach mikro mishnah talmud halachos ve'agadas dikduk tiradar ve'dikduk kisofrim kalim ve'chamurim ugzei roshav ve'istkufos ve'gimadriya sichas malachi asharis sichas tzedim ve'sichas tekalim mishalos kovzim mishalos shu'alim davar katan ve'davar katan. So, and they said about Rabbi Yochanan that there was not a single thing he didn't learn. He learned Tanakh. He learned Mishnah, but Mishnah then means halachis. It doesn't mean what we call Mishnah now. The Mishnah has not yet been written. Right? So it means halachis. Talmud, he learned the reasons behind the halachis. He learned halachis ve'agadais. He learned everything. And not even just the important halachis, the less important halachis. Agadais, he learned agada. He learned diktukis over, diktukis over him. He learned the tiny little things, the smallest perushim in the Torah, and the tiny little things that Sofrim wrote, explained. Kalim, chavechamurim, gzeir shavis, the less important things, the more important things. He learned gzeir shavis. And he learned them all. Tzkufis ve'gimatrios, he learned how to work out the tzkufa, what time of year it is, what year it should be, whether year should be at Shana Milberos. He learned gematrios, he learned gematria actually means mathematics, right? He learned mathematics. Sichas malachai asharis, he learned how to speak with angels. Ve sichas shadim, and to speak with demons. Ve sichas dekolim, and sichas dekolim literally means the speech of palm trees. Rashi says, I'm not sure what it is, right? What exactly is that? Mesholes kovsim, mesholes shualim. The mesholes. The mesholes, the mesholim, the metaphors of kovsim, of laundry and of foxes, these different types of mesholim. Rashi gives examples, right? Davar katan, davar gadol. A small thing and a small and a large thing. Davar gadol, maisim rekava, davar katan. What's the davar gadol that he learned? Ma'aseh Merkava. He learned how to explain the first three prokim of Yechezkel. The first three prokim of Yechezkel explain Yechezkel's vision of the Malachi Asharis that were carrying a Kadosh Baruch Hu, literally the chariot, the Ma'aseh Merkava, the chariot of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai learned how to explain this really, really well, right? Ma'aseh Kot. And what does that mean? Ha'aseh Abayi Barabba, that means discussions of halachis, right? The back and forth, that is Gemara, he knew it very well. The Kayim Ashen Mara, and I will bequeath to those who love me. Yesh. Yesh, I love it. I suppose existence or something, right? And I will fill up their storehouses. And if you say that the least important Talmud of Hillel HaZaken was like this, then how much more so must have been the most important one, Yonasan Mezil? How much more must he have known? They said about Yonasan Mezil that whenever he sat down to learn Torah, immediately any bird that was flying over his head would be burnt. The force of his Torah was so great that it would simply burn up anybody that came near it. By the way, this is obviously related. There's a Gemara in Makkos that says the name Rabbi Akiva, right? The pasuk says about Hashem, v'davakta bo, you're meant to cleave to Hashem. What's it mean, v'davakta bo? So, the Gemara asks, v'chi esha lidwik v'shkina v'harei eshechlahu, how can you cleave to the shkina? Isn't Hashem a consuming flame? Won't he burn up anybody who comes near him? The answer is, to cleave to Talmidei Chamim, and then it's as though you had cleaved to the shkina. When you say that Yonasan ben Uziel was such a great Talmid Chacham that he burnt up anybody who came near him, he was a consuming flame, then you are essentially saying that he was so close to the Shekhinah, right, that you couldn't cleave to him either. Okay. Mishnah. Mi shehaya roshe rovei v'sukah v'shulchana v'secha b'ayis v'shlami p'yisim v'yisil makshirin. So remember, we discussed already somebody who had, he himself was sitting roshe rovei, he was seeing his head and most of his body was in the sukkah, but his table was in the house. V'shlami says that is pasul. It's not okay. We discussed the first parak, and Beit says it's machshir, and they said it's fine. Amru lehem Beit Hillel b'shamei loikachaya ma'ise shehalu ziknei b'shamei v'ziknei Beit Hillel levakir es Rabbi Yochanan ben Acharonis. It's a uja ya yoshev roshe rubit sukkah shulchanah b'sakai zelayam le'davar. Beit Hillel says, wait, didn't the Zakenim, the oldest people in Beit Hillel and the oldest people of Beit Shammai, all go to visit Rabbi Yochanan ben Acharonis? This person sounds like, it means Rabbi Yochanan, the son of the freedwoman, right, of a woman who was a slave, right, and he was sitting like this, he was sitting just in the sukkah with his table in the house, they didn't say anything to him, they didn't bother him about it, right, doesn't that mean that you're wrong, that your Rabbeim said that what we're doing now is fine, right, isn't that the implication? Amru lahem Beishamai responded, Misham Raya? Is that really a proof that you are correct? They also said to him, if this is the way you fulfill the mitzvah of sukkah, then you have never, ever in your entire life actually fulfilled the mitzvah of sukkah. Nashim v'avadim uktanim torim in a sukkah. Right, women, slaves, and children are potter from a sukkah. Katan sheinu tzarech li'imo chayav sukkah. A child who no longer requires his mother day to day. But he is chayav in the sukkah. We'll have to talk about what exactly is the standard of nashi of a katan sheinu. The Rambam says it's a 5 or 6 year old. We're not talking about a child who doesn't nurse anymore or something. We're talking about a child who's no longer clinging to his mother's skirts or who can do things on his own. They're already 5 or 6. Is what about what we pass in? Is that when you should start bringing your child into the sukkah? That's mishum chinuch. Right? It's not for any other reasons. It's not because the child is chayiv in sukkah. It's because you're meant to be chanuch your child. You're meant to start educating your child in mitzvahs at that age. Maisa veyal de chalaser shalshaim azak. And a pichis is a maazev v'sikich agabiyamita b'shvil katan. And then there was a story that the daughter-in-law of Shammai Hazaken is the contemporary of Hillel, right? His daughter-in-law gave birth to a son. And he basically broke a hole in the roof and put sakach over it for a katan. Mishnah haya roisha ruy shulchana vesuka shulchana vesakabayis beisham and paisim vesil masheri. Oh, sorry, we just read this. Gemara, mana hanemili, where is that from? Where do we learn this from? Tisnan ezrach, ze ezrach, ha ezrach la iti es anashim. Right, the pasuk says ezrach. Right? Ezrach means any Jew. Not any Israch. Kol Israch b'Yisrael. Every Jew is chayav in such place. It says, Ha Israch, the Israch. Right? That comes to be Merabah. That comes to include women. Women are also chayav in such. You wouldn't have known it, but they are. And then it says, Kol Rabbi Saktanim. And then Kol Ha Israch comes to include even Ketanim. Meaning, we say Israch would have implied that everybody's chayv in Sakla. Ha Ezrach comes to tell us that it's only a specific citizen, and not only a specific Jew, and not all Jews, i.e. men and not women. Right? Kol, every Jew, comes to include every Jew who could conceivably be chayv, meaning even ktanim, even small children, will be chayv in Sakla. Amar mar ha Ezrach lo itiyas anashim le meimer de Ezrach bein nashim bein gavri mashma. Doesn't that... The Bais said Ha Ezrach comes to exclude women. Does that mean that the word Ezrach, right, comes to generally does mean both men and women? The Asani doesn't have rights to say Ha Ezrach Lerabes is Anashim Ha Ezrachios Shechayavos Beinu Alma Ezrach Gavri Mashma. Doesn't it say Ha Ezrach when it comes to saying who's Chayev on Yom Kippur? It says Ha Ezrach, and we darshan because of Ha Ezrach that women are also Chayev in Yom Kippur. If it had just been Ezrach, we would have assumed it was just men, because it says Ha Ezrach, it comes to include women as well. If that's true, doesn't that tell us that the word Ezrach really only means men? Amar Rabba, Hilchos Ninu Asmechinu Rabban Nakroi. Rabba says, no, it's a tradition. Now we have a tradition that women are not chayav in sukkah, that children are chayav in sukkah. We just, Rabbanan just came and attached it to a pasuk to make it easier to remember. That's the way the Rambam explains the word Asmechinu. They literally leaned it on a pasuk. They gave it a support from pasuk, but it's just to make it easier to remember. I kro vehai hilchasa. So the Gemara immediately asks, if that's true, which one of these drashas is the real meaning of the pasuk, and which one of these drashas is not, and is just a tradition which is being leaned, so to speak, on the pasuk? Vitsu. And also, kra lamali. Why do I need this pasuk? Hilchas lamali, right? And why do I need this specific halacha? What does that mean? Why do I need a specific drasha to tell us women are chayev a potter and sukkah? And why would I need a tradition, a specific halacha that women are chayev a potter and sukkah? Ha sukkah mitzvah sasheshas man grama v'chol mitzvah sasheshas grama nashim b'turis. Isn't sukkah a classic mitzvah sasheshas man grama? Isn't sukkah a classic mitzvah, which is time bound, right? And all time bound mitzvahs, with several exceptions, but all basically women are potter from time bound mitzvahs.
Yoim haKippurim midir Rav Yehuda Amar Rav Nafka Dam Rav Yehuda Amar Rav Echin Tan Bi Rav Yishmael Amar Kra Ish O Isha.
Right. So then the pasuk, the answer says Yom Kippur. Right. In that case, how do we know that women are chayev in fasting and chayev in the midst of Yom Kippur? The answer is the pasuk says Isha Isha. My pasuk about you see, the Yom Kippur says Isha O Isha Asher Loisune. Any person, any man or woman that does not torment himself. Right. That comes to include that name.
Isha
Isha, right? That was a man or a woman that does any sin, right? That comes to say that when it comes to punishments to lavim, men and women are exactly the same. Since when it comes to punishments, men and women are exactly the same, so too in Yom Kippur, men and women are exactly the same. As Yom Kippur is not just a mitzvah saseh, right? It's not just a mitzvah saseh to fast, it's also a love. Right. And so since women are chayiv in the lav, they're also going to be chayiv in the mitzvahs asay. We will continue this. We've actually stopped the middle of discussion, but we will continue with it tomorrow. Okay, I think that'll be it for today.